If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. Good luck.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. And Magical Engineer and I are ready to roll, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We have a great show. We're going to be talking about brain health today, and we'll see if we can get in some other topics, either on our liver, a little bit of a talk on the liver, or maybe on addictions. So we'll see how the hour rolls. And we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. And as you know, I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face. Hope you are too. Mind the time. It grows short. And today's devotional is putting us in Proverbs, and we're in chapter 3. And in verse 11, it says, "My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even as a father and son is whom he is delighted. So happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof better than fine gold." Absolutely. You know, the wisdom of the Lord is like, well, higher above man. So let's seek that. Let's shoot for that one. Mind the time, it grows short, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quack report, here is some research that reveals that most people would rather pop a prescription pill than to exert themselves in changing their lifestyle. Yeah, it was a survey of 1,000 respondents. They were asked, you know, if you were suffering from high blood pressure, which of the following would you choose of 4 treatments to help yourself, to correct it? What would you adopt as a treatment? And 79% were willing to pop a prescription pill each day. They said even if it would extend their life, not 5 years, not 1 year, but, you know, just extend their life. 96% said if it gave them an extra 5 years, they'd go ahead and take the prescription. Yep, that's what you call lazy man's medicine. All right, moving along in the quack report. This is kind of a little bit of a macabre-ish topic. You've heard lately some surgeons overseas were trying to develop, I guess, a process to transplant a human head. Well, it's back in the news again. An Italian scientist, obviously, was the one that was working on it, but he had a patient back out without a terminal illness in 2017. He wasn't going to go through with it. Now, a Chinese surgeon
He is developing a plan to transplant a human head right down to including neck bolts. And I'm like, this sounds too much like Herman Munster to me. They've already performed the procedure on mice, rats, and a dog. They all survived the surgery and also regained some motor function. Although the scientific and medical advancements may be interesting, and but, you know, the moral and ethical hurdles remain. Oh, man. Last but not least in the Quack Report, big pharmaceuticals now own and control almost all university medical research funding. This report from the Daily, big pharma's funding of university research has been on the rise for the last 30 years. Since 1980s, they provided a lot of research for the National Institutes of Health, and they even outspent, Big Pharma outspent the National Institute of Health on medical research by $8 billion. So they also are funding medical school researches and also influence the outcome of those research. Also, undergraduate medical education. They are also very much in touch with medical students before they even graduate, which fosters relationships that the students are less likely to, I guess, find negative implications of the industry later on. So there you go. Big pharma, big money, big muscle. There you are. That's how it works. Yeah, they print the medical textbooks even. So, yeah, that's how it's working out. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, first up in the... Well, we already did the cracker. Da-da-da. We're going to talk about brain health right now. And, you know, memory is one of those things. Over the last several years, scientific medicine actually has kind of guessed at a lot of how our brain functions and regenerates. You know, a couple of decades ago, media was saying, you know, the research states that, you know, you're born with all your brain cells and you don't get the replacement cells. So once they're gone, they're gone. But later, science recanted. They reversed that statement and said the brain can regenerate with new cells. So it can also generate new pathways if there's disease, trauma, or even birth defects. So lately, we're learning about the impact contact sports can have on your brain. And according to Baltimore Sports Medicine Research Center, 3.8 million concussions occur every year. That's 16% increase over the last 10 years on those impact sports. So that's just in the United States. So how well the brain heals itself was also a matter of concern to a lot of researchers. And so they looked into some interesting variables that can influence the brain's healing capability. So I thought we'd check it out. So there was this study on the brain healing study. Researchers at MIT, they wanted to investigate how the modern brain heals after it is injured. So a couple of researchers, Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who is a scientist at MIT, and Wendy Morey, who is a nutritional specialist at MIT, they got together to investigate how your diet influences healing and also how it influences your brain's resiliency. They also found what can make the human brain more vulnerable. So when they were looking into diets, they discovered glyphosate, your herbicide, it hinders the brain. So data showed that this chemical depletes the brain tissue of sulfates, making the tissue weaker and more vulnerable during impact events. So I think... Oh, we got to take a break. Frank's reminding me. Thank you, Frank. We'll be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk. And we're talking about brain health, and Frank's going to keep me on track with my clock. Thanks, Frank. I get so involved with my topic, you see. I've got to keep an eye on the clockaroo. All right, right before the break, we were talking about how the glyphosate herbicides kind of, you know, affect or hinder the brain, depletes the brain tissue of sulfates, and it makes the neural tissue weaker, more vulnerable, should you have an impact event. So they also found your body is pretty much starving for nutrients, as herbicides also disrupt absorption of nutrition and can destroy a lot of the good gut flora in your digestive tract, which makes it harder to digest foods. So they also found the glyphosate reduces your brain's ability to utilize vitamin B and antioxidants. So there's some other deadly things that they pointed out about the glyphosate. So the MIT researchers also claim glyphosate encourages an increase in formaldehyde, which can invade your brain. So it seems that the glyphosate helps other dangerous elements cross over the blood-brain barrier into the brain, such as aluminum. So the herbicide also, they found, impacts your liver's ability to detoxify the body, and it also weakens other organs. So based on the information, you know, coming out on all these herbicides, it strongly suggests that in addition to treating weeds, it seems to be exterminating humans. That's how I'm looking at it. It's like, you know, we're being sprayed with stuff from the sky, our foods. All right, let's look at the head trauma. Plus herbicide. This was an interesting element of their research. They said that they painted a picture where that if you have a brain injury and then you have the addition of ingesting glyphosates, it equals greater risk of developing the following: cognitive decline, depression, mood or personality changes, dementia, and cancer. So the brain is able to repair if it has the nutrients it needs. So research on this say that diet has a lot of influence over your neuroplasticity of your brain. The findings, all these findings were published in the 2014 Journal of Neurotrauma. Well, let's look at some foods that we can kind of incorporate that'll keep our brain healthy, right? So foods that contain a lot of triosine to make your brain more alert. So the foods that will help with that are fish, chicken, and pork, if you eat pork. Whole grains, oats, if you do ingest milk, sometimes milk, cheese, yogurt, avocados, bananas, legumes, beans, nuts like almonds, and sesame seeds and pumpkin seeds. So research is really looking in the triosine to help fight diseases like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, schizophrenia, other forms of dementia. and also to help address things like depression and symptoms that are associated with a lot of stress. So these foods, unlike coffee, don't overstimulate the adrenal glands. So your brain requires a lot of energy throughout the day. And if you really don't maintain the required energy, this causes mental stress and even exhaustion. Many people look at a fast fix like caffeine or sugar, and then they experience that mental sluggishness. That's what they reach for. But, you know, the assistance of these foods is short-lived, and it can cause dramatic drop in energy a little time later. So don't rely on your caffeine and sugars for that. We're going to talk about some time-release energy foods for your brain. So instead of the caffeine and the sugars, the sodas and things, you can supply your brain the necessary energy it needs and without a letdown that the coffee and sugar can offer. So fruit contains what is called a long-chain sugar molecule, and that your body breaks this down gradually, so it offers some time-release energy to your brain. So fruit, along with whole grain, like whole grain bread or cereals for breakfast, offer an excellent source of the long-term brain energy foods. Now, for lunch, you can maybe have a salad. Same thing with the fruits, with the long chain, the salads, the fresh vegetables. And you could put some hard-boiled egg on there. It offers a little extra brain protein. And you may ask, why an egg? Why not something like chicken? Well, research has shown that egg yolks contain choline, a proven brain power booster. And it speeds up the signals sent by the nerve cells to your brain. Beverages at lunch could be something like green tea to relax the brain and reduce stress, stress hormones, and increases your mental alertness. And it's not the same kind of caffeine that you have in coffee. A lot of people don't understand the difference between caffeine and green tea or black tea. Well, black tea is very fermented. And green tea is partially fermented. Okay, lots of tannic acids in black tea and not so much in green tea. So it's not as tough on the small capillaries, especially in your eyes. So if you're having vision problems, switch over to the green tea rather than the black tea. It'll help your eyes out. Grapefruit juice is also an option too as a beverage, and it's another brain food. You could do vegetable juices. Of course you can. Let's look at some more high-powered brain foods. There's a list of foods that really supply the brain with enough energy to run all day. So on the list are fruits and nuts. And according to a Dr. James Penland, he's at the Department of Agriculture Human Nutrition Research Center, he says fruits and nuts contain boron, a mineral, which stimulates the electrical activity in your brain. So if you are low on trace minerals, your brain will operate at a lower capacity and not produce enough alpha waves, and you won't be as alert, and you'll feel a bit drowsy. So apparently our brains are super sensitive to even the slightest change in diet or depletion of just 3 milligrams of trace minerals. So you're also going to find boron in nuts, seeds, legumes, peaches, apples, pears, leafy vegetables, and broccoli. So if you eat 4 ounces of, let's say, peanuts, it's going to give you almost 3 milligrams of boron. All right, let's talk about some foods to help us with memory and maybe problem solving. So your brain really depends on certain nutritional elements for recall information and also to solve problems. Some of the necessary nutrition is thiamine, riboflavin, beta-carotene, and iron. Now, it's real important not to confuse organic sources of this nutrition with synthetic supplements. So thiamine is a real important nutrient. It helps the nerves in your brain, and you'll find thiamine in wheat germ, bran, nuts, and meat. Riboflavin is your memory nutrient, and you'll find that in almonds, milk, beet greens, herring, chicken, and avocados. So you're also going to need beta-carotenes for cognitive thinking. You're going to find that in your deep green leafy vegetables and also in yellow and orange pigment fruits and vegetables. So your brain waves need iron to function, and you're going to find that in green vegetables, meat, soybeans, tofu, oatmeal, lentils, and chicken. Obviously, you're going to have to work really hard to get the organic sources and not the genetically modified ones. So let's look at a few sluggish busters real quick. So if you've beefed up your diet, with the essential minerals and you still have poor memory or maybe feeling sluggish, then maybe seafood with extra zinc is going to help. Research points to a lack of zinc contributing to memory problems and feeling too sleepy or sluggish. Dr. Harold Sandsted, University of Texas Medical Branch, said that when your brain does not get enough zinc, it sacrifices sensory motor skills, memory, and being able to concentrate. So experts warn that zinc supplements are not necessary and that you can get the required amount of natural zinc in your seafood like perch, anchovies, herring, and various types of shellfish if you eat shellfish. Your whole grains also, your dark meat, turkey, and legumes also contain zinc. Other foods that have natural zinc are kelp, alfalfa, apples, beets, onions, and almonds. And again, you're going to have to get the organic that has this mineral nutrition still in it, no glyphosate to kill it. Okay. So let's just also look at some of the foods that will put your brain to sleep when you don't need that. So high-energy protein foods will stimulate the brain, and some foods like carbohydrates subdue brain function and make us mentally sluggish. So fast food, for instance, is this high-carbohydrate meal, and it makes you kind of feel sleepy afterwards. I call it, you know, the McNap. You know, you go to McDonald's and you get a fast food meal, and you feel like you got to take a nap. So protein foods can actually counteract a lot of this coma-induced sluggishness that you feel when you eat a lot of these types of carbo meals. So the sleepy reaction we get from the high carbo meals is pretty normal, but there are individuals that have the opposite reaction. They experience people that experience PMS, seasonal affective disorder, or nicotine withdrawal. For some reason, they get carbohydrates, and it stimulates their brain. So they're kind of wired a little different. Now, sugar is another snooze food for the brain. It's best to avoid the sugary carbohydrates for breakfast if you want to be alert. So high-fat foods are also going to make you feel brain sluggish. And the best bet for protein foods is going to be your lean meats, turkey and seafood. And if you have just 10% protein in your meal, this is enough that it helps reduce that sluggish feeling, and you still get what you need. So now there also are some obviously herbs for your brain. You don't want to underestimate God's herbs to assist us, our human brains. Lots of boron and calcium-rich foods and also in your herbs. So look at the calcium liquid at thepowerherbs.com if you need some of that. They have also the Body Foundation food mix powder. Just throw it in your vegetable or citrus juice and you got most of your nutritional elements taken care of. And, of course, they have the brain concentrate liquid if you need to forget Alzheimer's and remember everything else. So thepowerherbs.com is the address, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. I know, got to take a break. Be right back. Million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Talk, and you know what? I think I'm going to talk about the liver right now. We want to talk about liver viruses and liver health for a little bit here because, you know, 2.3 million Americans with the common liver diseases, you know, hepatitis C is a big one. So modern medicine has a lot of drugs for hepatitis, and in the past, not all of them worked too well or could really eradicate the disease. So lately, there's been some new treatments combining one or more drugs with some reports of success and with supposedly no serious side effects. So this new treatment, though, is touting that there's also prevents liver failure. It's got some real benefits. And, you know, live cancer, and you can forget the liver transplant. So anyway, this new treatment has got a lot of benefits being touted about it. The doctors feel it's a breakthrough drug. It's going to save patients lots of time, money, and, of course, their lives. So the question is, do we believe a lot of these reports? Because the drug companies typically write all this about their product and give it to doctors. So let's just see what the drug therapy is all about. Let's find out. Well, one is a million-dollar treatment, actually. In 2014, the FDA did approve a treatment for hepatitis C, and it was comprised of combining this a drug called Sovaldi with a new drug called Lopresavir, and they called the new drug – so they combined these two together, and now they call the new drug Harvani. So this is the new drug. It's two drugs they've already had, but they put them together, and voila, a new product. So the clinical trials on the new drug, Harvani, said it cures hepatitis C in 3 months. 94% of the patients are hepatitis C-free, and patients are given the choice. You can abandon your weekly shots of interferon for the new drug, Harvani. And many, you know, decide to flock to this because there's a lot of promising good benefits, and they're expecting to be relieved of a lot of the flu-like symptoms they get when they take the interferon drugs. So patients also found the symptoms of being sick when they take the interferon made it difficult for them to tolerate, and about 50% success rate. So some of them just drop out of the therapy altogether. Liver treatments are typically less effective if the liver has been scarred by disease like cirrhosis. So how expensive is this new drug, though, Harvani, with all these great benefits of success? Well, according to insurance, the treatment costs about $95,000 for about 3 month course of treatment. And in most instances, pre-approval by your insurance company is required before the drug can be prescribed to patients. And there's also a lot of restrictions with it. Insurance companies also know that liver cancer chemotherapy treatments can cost about $100,000 a year. However, not everyone qualifies for Harvani, so patients may find it difficult to qualify for this drug therapy, especially if they have stage 3 or 4 cirrhosis of the liver, or even renal or kidney damage complications. So you know, chemotherapy and liver transplant, $100,000 versus $95,000 for this drug treatment. So it's really close there. So how does this work? How does this drug just deliver all these miracles? Well, according to medical science, the Harvani drug is known as a direct-acting antiviral agent, and it interferes with enzymes which the virus uses to sustain itself. So if the patient's blood work shows no signs of the virus in the blood work within about 6 months after finishing the treatment, medicine considers the patient cured. So this is known as a sustained virologic response, but it is not guaranteed. So medical science is aware that a small amount of hepatitis C virus particles can actually remain in the liver, replicate, and then reinfect the liver and the patient within about 6 to 12 months when the treatment has been stopped. So scientific research shows that a relapse happens in about 1 out of every 2 patients. So there is also several drug combo treatments now in the marketplace depending on the genotype of hepatitis a patient has. So this is part of the new rebranding of healthcare when they what they take is a patient, they personalize a compound, the gene mapping, it's called gene mapping, and it's personalized treatments for that particular patient. It's geared to their genetics. So I once actually watched an Oregon attorney on TV. I believe his name was Mike Arnold. He was representing his client was, I think, on trial for murder. And he stated, the best thing about science is you don't have to believe it. So this can be taken two ways. Either science is perfect and flawless and you just rely on it, or science is not what it appears to be and it should be, and you should distrust it until proven. Stated just like a lawyer, right? Yep. Well, let's look at some of the side effects over the Harvani. What could patients expect? Well, the common side effects listed are fatigue and headache. Dr. David Bernstein, he's a chief hepatology a physician at North Shore University Hospital in Manhasset, New York. He says Harvani can be taken with other medications with no drug interactions. So patients often see literature that lists the side effects of the old interferon treatment, like flu-like symptoms, anemia, anxiety, sleep problems, compared to the short list promoted by Harvani, which is maybe some headaches. So, of course, patients are going to say what? I'll trade drug therapies for sure. However, some patients also stated that Harvani pushed up their blood pressure and caused a lot of dizziness or vertigo, nausea, diarrhea, weakness, tiredness, and severe insomnia. See, that wasn't on the list, the literature list, see, you know. Doctor didn't tell me about that. Also, I did find that in some cases, patients while taking Harvani also experienced an often fatal bradycardia, cardiac arrest, and those who survived needed a pacemaker afterward. So it could be that the drug attacks the enzymes that alter proteins or create a kinase, which is the cardiosystem needs that to protect the heart muscle tissue. Therefore, the claim that there are no drug interactions with Harvani is kind of incorrect, and side effects is kind of incorrect. So the cardiac arrests on this drug are more likely to occur. Patients are also taking anti-arrhythmia medicines. And Harvani drug also pushes up the bilirubin levels, which indicates liver dysfunction and is in distress. It indicates the liver and the red blood cells are being destroyed. That's what that means. So according to WebMD.com, other side effects used in Harvani are serious allergic reactions such as rash, itching, blisters, swelling of the face, tongue, and throat, and trouble breathing. Pregnant nursing mothers or patients with weak or failing kidneys should not use the drug. There's also a warning that Harvani will slow down the detox process of other organs from the body. And you also are told not to use this drug with St. John's wort. So according to many hepatitis patients, the treatments using interferon and ribavirin drugs would clear the virus for a while, but it comes back with a vengeance. Therefore, hepatitis patients are really looking for promises that Harvani drug will deliver, sort of like a Hail Mary's pass, if you will. One family member offered some feedback on Harvani after it was given to his father, and This was a blog post, March 4th, 2016, by someone who labeled himself as orphaned. He said, my dad at age 68 had hepatitis C for years, was dealing with cirrhosis of the liver after alcohol issues, and the doctor gave him Harvani. Please be careful. Doctors are not always taking into account if the liver is strong enough when prescribing this medicine. Wish I could turn back time and keep my dad from taking it. End of quote. So, sounds like he didn't tolerate that medicine too well. There are some unpublished effects also that we need to be aware of. There are other side effects when you're on Harvani that are really not published to patients. According to Hepatitis C Society, they have been getting an outrageous number of hepatitis C patients notifying them about the weight gain and the new Hep C drugs are promoting. So the 10 to 30 pound weight gain is really not listed as a side effect with these drugs, especially Harvani, and it's hard for patients to implement an exercise weight loss plan due to fatigue while they're on the drug. So patients are encouraged to avoid prepackaged convenience or fast foods while taking the drug and implement some calorie burning activities. Kind of hard to do when the drug makes you tired. All right, so there are some liver liberators, and I want to talk about them real quick. A lot of herbs are great for the liver. If you want to inhibit the virus, and it's going to be a plus if you want to check out the herbs. They have some very nice antiviral capabilities of their own. They can reduce a lot of inflammation of the liver and reduce even maybe even a cancer risk. So in addition to a lot of these herbs encourage the liver to regenerate. So one of them is milk thistle, has a lot of antioxidants like silymarin, and fresh garlic is with the sulfur has a lot of antiviral properties, so garlic and milk thistle. Willow bark and meadowsweet are very good for reducing inflammation. Dandelion root is an anti-cancer herb. Windsor Medical Hospital in Quebec, Canada declared that. And blood cleansing herbs will sweep the blood and lift off the cellular burden from the liver and reduce inflammation. So you got tools that you can implement. So if you want to look for any of these herbs, there's garlic juice, milk thistle, the pain anti-inflammatory, the dandelion root, and the blood cleanser. If you want to check it out at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com is where healthcare options just became endless. And the number to call, if you want to give them a call and get a free catalog, is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, because if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecaries. You really do. All right. I know we're coming up to a little break, but, you know, we're going to have a little time to fit in our addiction topic. Yay! So we're going to cover that. We're going to hit the ground running and include that, of course, and see if you can find some natural solutions for those everyday problems out there when it comes to addictions. There are some ways, you know. Power of prayer, don't fluff that. God can lift an addiction right off you like that. So don't forget to seek the Lord's face. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws dot thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Here on Herb Talk, and I think we're going to talk a little bit about addictions and the time we have left here. This hour is going so quickly. Yes, addictions. You know, about 52% of the U.S. population suffers from some sort of struggle with addictions, and they've estimated 135 million Americans are using alcohol, and out of that, about 86 million abuse the use of it on a regular basis. Well, you know, fermented alcoholic beverages have been in existence for thousands of years. And how do we know that? Well, there was a universal dig at an ancient site. Archaeologists excavated ruins in ancient Egypt around the pyramids where they found a brewery next to a bakery. So I guess there's nothing like a nice beer and fresh bread after a long, hot day of pyramid building. But, however, alcohol is the most dangerous drug in the world, according to the CDC, it's fourth leading cause of death. So here is a problem according to a national survey in 2012 on drug use and health. They said in 2014, the Global Drug Survey, alcohol was the drug most used, sent more people to the emergency room. So here is their list. Alcohol sent 86 million to the ER. Tobacco, 69.5 million. Marijuana, 18.9 million. Prescription painkillers, 4.9 million. Prescription depressants, 2.4 million. Cocaine, 1.6 million. Prescription stimulants, 1.2 million. Hallucinogens, 1.1 million. Heroin, 669,000. And methamphetamines, 440,000. So according to the Global Drug Survey, alcohol, tobacco, marijuana were the most commonly used and abused drugs worldwide, okay, not just in the U.S. Now, defining an addiction, well, alcohol is America's number one drug of choice because it's, you know, easy to acquire. It's not too expensive, and it is a legal substance. So what constitutes abuse of alcohol? Well, if you're considered an abuser, if you're, you know, maybe a heavy drinker or a binge drinker or a drinker that is underage, you know, there's an addiction problem right there. So the National Institutes on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism are stating that moderate drinkers consume one drink a day if you're female, two drinks if you're male. That's considered moderate. If you escalate the number of drinks for a female to four or five, or for a male, two or more for a female or four or five for a male, in, let's say, a two-hour period each day, at least once every 30-day period, it defines a drinking binge problem. So a heavy drinker is going to have five or more drinks within that period. So 23% or 59 million drinkers are binge drinkers. 17 million or 6.5% are heavy drinkers. Now, the Global Drug Survey reports fewer than 60% of these drinkers recognize that they have a drinking problem. Now, additional information from the survey showed that heavy drinkers from America to Australia were the most
aware. Now get 50% off a new Samsung Galaxy.
Could harm themselves or others, while drinkers from Portugal seem to be the least aware of that fact. Interesting. So, are you at risk? Well, some people feel they don't fall into a binge or heavy drinker category. So, if you're female, you consume three drinks in one day, and you don't exceed seven drinks in a week, you're considered to be low-risk category, low-risk of developing an alcoholic problem. For men, it is no more than four drinks in one day and no more than 14 drinks a week. But in the U.S., every 2 out of 100 people are within the low-risk category, okay? So, and there really aren't any national guidelines. Most nations have no drinking guidelines, okay? The nation that had the highest employees that show up to work severely hungover was the Republic of Ireland. Second place went to the U.K. and third place to Hungary. So it's somewhat comforting to know that the people of the U.S. and Portugal were the least likely to go to work hungover, okay? And so then there's these drugs that, you know, people take so that it makes alcohol taste nasty to them so they don't drink. So the drugs, which are opiate antagonists that block the brain's pleasure receptors, they come with their own risks. Nursing pregnant women should not take these drugs. Patients with mental health problems, seizures, liver problems, kidney problems, or if you're taking prescription medications, should avoid taking these type of drugs. Side effects would include a sick feeling, dizziness, confusion, foggy headedness, feeling sleepy, having sleep problems, headache, concentration problems, disorientation, nausea, tingling in the hands and feet, tremors, fatigue, muscle pain and cramping, feeling high or a floating sensation, short-term memory problems, feeling of dread, irritability, apathy, depression, and a constant hungover feeling. That's what these opiate antagonist drugs do. One UK patient said it was just the most horrible experience. That she reported that the side effects from these drugs are not exaggerated. She says, my body and mind felt like I had been beaten up while on the drug for about 9 days. So now there is a herbal rehab if you want to check it out. My opinion is there's really no need to subject yourself to a lot of these risky pharmaceutical drugs, which produce a lot of secondary illnesses. And there are herbs that can help us reduce our craving for alcohol. One of them is dandelion root, even though, you know, Windsor Medical University in Quebec, Canada says it's, you know, excellent as an anti-cancer herb. But also, if you have a drinking problem, dandelion root. Often, this herb is also used for the cancer issues, but it's great for withdrawal symptoms for drinkers, and they can taper off the alcohol. They can wean off of it. So it's a safer way to do it, okay? Milk thistle is another herb you definitely want, especially if you've been drinking or taking any kind of drugs. It really is hard on the liver, these types of substances. So you want to use your milk thistle. I would. It supports the liver function, has a lot of antioxidants, and it helps the liver regenerate healthy cells, and also can help reduce your alcohol cravings. It also protects the liver from future damage, okay? Now, American ginseng is also a great herb. It helps the metabolism. It reduces the cravings for alcohol from a metabolistic area, so it removes those impurities from the system as well, so it helps fast-track a lot of the debris from the and detox your system quickly. So a lot of toxic substances can make you addictive, so it gets rid of those things as well. I like golden seal root, and there's also an herb called Peruvian bark. These are other alternative herbs that you can use. They can be kind of expensive to get, though. So keep in mind, alcohol can remove a lot of essential vitamins and minerals from your system and create other health issues for you, so you want to replenish them as well with natural sources, okay? Also in Europe, there is a spa treatment. They use this fast-track detox for people with all kinds of addictions. So it wasn't just alcohol. It could be, you know, tobacco, could be, you know, pain medication. It could be anything. So what it was is what they called it was the cold sheet treatment. Very simple and very inexpensive therapy. Can be actually done in the privacy of your own home if you have an assistant. If you want to read the step-by-step on how to do that, you might want to check it out. I included that in the Power Herbs book. You can go to the powerherbs.com website and click on books and newsletters, and you can pick your book there. It's in three different formats, and it's $14.99. So you can read about what you need to do the therapy, how you do it, and if you got a lot of emotional trauma, they even use it for that. So if you got a lot of depression and things like that, anxiety, you might want to give that a whirl as well. So anyone who has really a desire to reduce or stop alcohol abuse or any kind of addictions can find a lot of relief and success using natural therapies to do it. You want to use a lot of nutrition. You want to use herbs that are going to strengthen your metabolism, your liver, and also help you with your withdrawal symptoms and cravings. So the more vitamins and minerals you actually put into the system, it's going to make the process a whole lot easier. So you're going to find milk thistle, dandelion, American ginseng, all at Apothecary Herbs, for super nutrition and fusion into the system, the body food mix, lots of natural B vitamins, which a lot of alcoholics need, help support the nervous system. They have valerian root also for anxiousness, feelings of anxiety and depression. They also have a few things for sleep there if you want to improve sleep. Of course, the salt, the Celtic salt for your electrolytes, so you need that. And it's not going to promote hypertension because it's a sun-dried salt. Has the minerals still in it, not processed. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Puts the power back into your hands, and you can be well out there. 866-229-3663 is the phone number. It's toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. Get a free catalog. See how powerful you can become when you use God's herbs, because God says from Genesis to Revelation, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. So if you believe in that, then get to getting. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com is where you're going to find your natural healing solutions for everyday problems. I'm just about out of time. Do pick up a Power Herbs book if you're visiting the website. It's $14.99 and 400 pages of natural therapies. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and until next time, I wish you all to be well.